All right, so get ready because today we are really going to dig into Impressionism with Monet's La Grenouillère.
Okay.
And we've got some excerpts here from the Wikipedia page on the painting to guide us. So,
Sounds good.
you know, it's amazing how one single painting can just like transport you back in time. And this one really is just bursting with life.
It is.
You can practically hear the chatter and the laughter from the people at this cafe, but this wasn't just ANY Cafe, right?
Right, exactly.
So tell me a little bit more about La Grenouillère.
So La Grenouillère itself was a real place. It was like this Victorian-era playground right on the Seine, just outside of Paris.
Okay, so Victorian era playgrounds, like, what does that even mean? What would I see if I went there?
Imagine like spas, boats for hire, this like really lively cafe right on the water.
Okay.
It was the place to be seen. Oh,
Fancy.
yeah, even Emperor Napoleon III, he was said to have been there.
Wow, so even emperors like to hang out by the water with a cafe au lait.
Right.
But it wasn't all, you know, sunshine and roses, right?
Right.
I feel like I read somewhere like a pretty interesting description of the people who would hang out there.
Oh, yeah, for
It
sure.
wasn't all emperors.
No, not at all. It was a real mix. And we actually have Guy de Maupassant, who was a writer at the time.
Okay.
And he described the people at La Grenouillère as salesmen, show-offs, lowly journalists, chaperoned young men, corrupt amateurs of the stock exchange, cretinous party animals, and desiccated old pleasure seekers.
Okay, first of all, incredible. Desiccated old pleasure seekers. I'm using that.
Right.
But it really paints a picture, you know? You can practically hear the like energy, the
Right.
excitement, a little bit of chaos maybe.
Totally. Yeah. And that's kind of what drew Monet to this scene.
So we've got this lively scene, this mix of all different kinds of people. Like, how do we think this setting really captured Monet's artistic eye? Did he just stumble upon it one day and think, "Ooh, I gotta paint this."
Pretty much, yeah. He was there with his buddy Renoir,
Right.
and they were both young artists, relatively unknown, and definitely broke at the time.
Yeah.
So they were on the lookout for good subjects to paint, something that would, really capture modern life.
Of course, and hopefully sets.
Exactly, yeah.
It makes total sense. I mean, a scene like that, it just feels very, very paintable,
It does.
especially if you're an artist who's trying to make a name for yourself.
Definitely.
You mentioned Renoir. He was with Monet, right?
Yes, he was.
Did Renoir ever paint this scene?
He did. He actually painted his own version.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the same time.
No way.
Yeah.
So there are two La Grenouillère paintings.
There are, well, so the one that we're talking about by Monet
Okay.
is actually, and this is interesting, it was never intended to be the masterpiece.
Really? What makes you say that? It's beautiful.
It is, but Monet actually, in a letter, referred to this version as a bad sketch.
Ooh.
He actually said that he was dreaming of making a much grander La Grenouillère someday.
Wow. So what we're looking at is like a rough draft.
Pretty much, yeah, just like sketching out ideas,
Wow.
experimenting with the composition.
He's cool.
And unfortunately, that big masterpiece seems to be lost.
Oh, that's such a bummer. But even in this sketch, you can see like those classic Monet techniques starting to develop. Like he does the light shimmering on the water with all those little dabs of paint.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And if you look closely at the brushstrokes in the water, they're almost like little snapshots.
They do.
Like you're looking through a camera lens at that exact moment.
It really does capture a feeling, doesn't
I
it? It
really
really does
do.
capture a feeling, doesn't it? It's like not just what you see, but how it makes you feel. Like you're right there on the banks of the Seine, you know, hanging out with those desiccated old pleasure seekers.
Right. That's what's so cool about Impressionism. It's not about like perfectly recreating a scene. It's about capturing the feeling,
Yeah.
like a sensory experience. And
Yeah.
in this case, it's even more interesting because you've got Monet and Renoir there together,
It's true.
both like young and ambitious, probably inspiring each other.
It adds a whole other layer to it, right? Like, here we are, over 100 years later, still talking about this bad sketch that captured this moment in their lives, in our history.
It's amazing, and it really makes you wonder about that big La Grenouillère painting he wanted to
Yeah,
do.
my gosh.
Like, what if, what by some miracle it just like reappears one day?
Oh my gosh, imagine if we found that.
Could you
It
imagine?
would be like a hidden treasure.
It would.
Do you think, is there any chance it's out there?
I mean, I don't know, but it's fun to think about.
It's so fun to think about.
Right. And like to see how he would have taken that initial idea and like developed it into this this big masterpiece.
Totally, yeah. Like, what would he have changed, you know?
Exactly.
Would it still have that same feeling?
Right. And the light, the colors.
Oh, I know.
Could have been it's like we have those little breadcrumbs he left behind.
Yeah.
But we don't get to see where they actually lead.
We don't know the final destination.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, even in this sketch, like we said, you can see these really important techniques.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of defined Impressionism.
Yeah.
You know, those bold brushstrokes, the way he does the light on the water,
yeah,
the movement of the people, the boats.
Exactly. And that's the thing. He's not just painting a picture.
Yeah.
He's painting a feeling, like a snapshot of a moment.
Totally.
And he's really like challenging the rules
Apparently.
Of what painting should be. It's true. It's like a whole new way of seeing.
Exactly.
And I think it's so interesting to think about. Like,
it is.
What will people think?
Right.
Like hundreds of years from now.
Yeah.
When they look back at the art that's being made today.
What will they see?
What will they see?
Yeah. It's like art is a conversation.
Oh, I like that.
That keeps going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Through time.
Yeah.
And what we create now
yeah.
becomes part of that.
That's so cool. So before we wrap up Le Grenier, what's like your biggest takeaway? What's the one thing you really want people to remember?
You know, I think for me, it's really a reminder that even these like master artists
yeah.
like Monet,
yeah.
they all had to start somewhere.
It's true.
They had their bad sketches, their
yeah.
moments of doubt. It's all part of the journey, you know?
That is such a good point. I think we forget that sometimes. We
yeah.
put these artists up on a pedestal.
Right.
And we forget that they were just, you know,
just like us,
figuring it out, experimenting.
That's
it really is. I love that. It's encouraging, you know. It's like there's a little Monet in all of us.
Totally.
Just, you know, maybe needs a little push to come out, and who knows, right? Maybe somewhere out there,
yeah,
like tucked away in someone's attic,
I know,
there's this missing Le Grenier masterpiece.
Imagine.
Just waiting to be rediscovered.
Seriously. What if someone listening right now?
Oh my gosh, stop.
Has it in their family?
Imagine.
Like in their grandma's attic.
It's like, talk about finding a treasure. That's incredible. So for our listeners who are like totally hooked on this whole thing and they want to learn more, like where should they even start?
Well, the Wikipedia page on Le Grenier is actually a great place to start.
Okay.
That's where we found all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
But of course, nothing beats seeing the real thing.
Oh, 100%.
Get to a museum, folks.
Yeah. Go see at the Met. Stand in front of it.
Yeah.
Take it all in.
It's so different seeing it in person.
It is. And just imagine Monet and Renoir, like, right there.
I know.
Right, painting away.
So cool. So we've got to wrap up.
Okay.
But we always like to leave our listeners with one final thought.
All right.
So imagine you find that missing Monet.
Ooh.
What would you do?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's something to think about.
Mm.
All right, until next time, happy deep diving, everyone.